This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zanabas Tula with the news, the headlines first. Discussions begin in both houses of the Federal Parliament on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Government begins refunding deposits to small savers affected by troubled cooperatives. 87% of the National Economic Census 2082 completes. And three killed in shooting at mosque in San Diego of USA. Police investigation continues. Now the news in detail. Discussions have begun in both houses of the Federal Parliament on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. The members of Parliament MPs in yesterday's House of Representatives meeting said the issues included principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2083-84 BS should be duly implemented. Taking part in principles and priorities of the appropriation bill except for tax for the fiscal year 2083-84 BS, the lawmakers said that the trend of poor implementation of the past should be ended in the upcoming fiscal year. Meanwhile, the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year will continue today as well. According to Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Aryal, deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill will continue today as well. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle had tabled the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill at the House meeting on the 14th of May. Likewise, Minister Dr. Wagle would respond to the lawmakers' concerns on the document on Wednesday. The next meeting of the House is summoned for 11 a.m. today. Meanwhile, the discussions in the National Assembly on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2083-84 have concluded for yesterday. During the meeting, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal read out a letter from the Office of the President regarding the formation of the Council of Ministers. He also proposed the names of lawmakers Padam Bahadur Pariyar, Madan Kumari Shah, Garima, Roshini Meche and Mohammad Khalid for the Business Advisory Committee, which the meeting approved. The next meeting is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today. The government has started refunding deposits to small savers affected by crisis-hit cooperatives. The Problematic Cooperative Management Committee on Monday refunded deposits to 378 depositors from three cooperatives. According to the committee, 215 depositors of Kantipur Cooperatives, 156 of Sivasikhar Multipurpose Cooperatives and 7 of Pasupati Cooperatives received their savings back. The government said depositors with savings below 500,000 rupees are being prioritized while larger depositors will be refunded gradually. Around 76,000 depositors are yet to receive nearly 46 billion rupees from troubled cooperatives across the country. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Pratibha Rawal said loan recovery and deposit refunds will continue simultaneously. The second National Economic Census 2082 initiated by the National Statistics Office NSO has progressed 87.08% so far. The progress of the census so far has been disclosed through a press conference held yesterday at the NSO Thapathali office. The Deputy Chief Statistics Officer and spokesperson Dhundi Raj Lamichhane said that the counting, which started on April 15, will continue until June 21. In the meantime, enumerators across the country have collected field data and so far distributed more than 800,000 paper forms and over 10,000 census tokens. The Chief Statistics Officer Dr. Kamal Prasad Pokhrel stated that on-site data collection is vigorously ongoing and urged the institutions involved in the counting to provide accurate and factual information. Minister for Physical Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has said genuine squatters will receive land ownership certificates by Dussehra this year. Speaking in Rupandehi Constituency 1, he said the government is working under a 100-day action plan to permanently resolve squatters' issues. He said that land measurement, data collection, identification of genuine squatters and land distribution processes have been accelerated. Minister Lamsal also urged people not to be misled by rumors and unnecessary protests, saying the government is committed to ensuring justice for landless and affected citizens. He added that alternative arrangements have been made while clearing risk settlements in Kathmandu and other areas during the monsoon season. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has assured that the diplomatic efforts are underway to ensure a fair hearing in the case of Nepali citizen Amrit Chah, who remains in Iranian police custody on charges of smuggling illegal goods. The ministry said his case is under review in an Iranian court, clarified confusion caused by unofficial reports of his release, and noted that legal steps are being taken for his repatriation. Jha and six others were arrested on Kishme Island on the 28th of February in 2026 before regional tensions escalated. Nepal has been unanimously elected vice president of the 79th World Health Assembly during its opening session in Geneva. According to Samir Kumar Adhikari, a Nepali delegation led by Health Minister Nisha Mehta attended the assembly, which is being held from the 18th to the 23rd of May. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A climbing team led by Chinese mountaineer Xi Zhengyi has become the first this spring season to summit both Mount Everest and Lhotse in a single continuous ascent, according to the expedition organizer. The expedition organized by Himalayan Mountaineering Expedition said the team reached the summit of Everest at 8:56 a.m. on the 14th of May before climbing Lhotse at 11:25 a.m. the same day. Nepali guides Nyingma Dorje Tamang and Dawa Nuru Sherpa were part of the support Sherpa team. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Three people were killed in a shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego in USA San Diego in an incident authorities are investigating as a possible hate crime. The BBC has quoted the police as saying two teenage suspects, aged 17 and 18, opened fire outside the mosque before later being found dead from suspected self-inflicted gunshot wounds inside a vehicle nearby. A security guard at the mosque was among those killed and was credited by officials with helping prevent further casualties. Police said the attack occurred while officers were already searching for one of the suspects after his mother reported that he had left home with firearms and a vehicle. Investigators later found writings containing hate rhetoric, though officials said no direct threat had been made against the mosque. Authorities also reported a second shooting nearby targeting a landscaper who survived without injury. Nearby schools were temporarily placed on lockdown as police responded. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said the case is being investigated as a hate crime. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, generally cloudy conditions are expected in Kosi province and the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. Partly cloudy weather is likely in the Tarai areas of Madhes province, Bagmati and Gandaki as well, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Similar weather activity is also likely at a few places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions and at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, hot daytime conditions are likely in the Tarai regions of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussions begin in both houses of the Federal Parliament on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for upcoming fiscal year. Government begins refunding deposits to small savers affected by troubled cooperatives. 87% of the National Economic Census 2082 completes. And 3 killed in shooting at a mosque in San Diego of USA. Police investigation continues. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.